Blog Talk Radio.
We sing praises to your name. We sing praises to your name. For your name is great and so greatly to be praised. We sing praises to your name. We sing praises to your name. For your name is great. For your name is great. For your name is great. And so greatly to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for this another day that you have blessed us, Father God, as we rise and shine to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, as we rise and shine this morning at your command, Father God, on this glorious day today, Father God, this day that we celebrate, Father God, and commemorate, Father God, with great reflections and appreciation, and we want to say thank you. Thank you that you made it all possible. Thank you for the cooperation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Father God, that the pathway have been cleared for eternal life to all those who believe. We thank you for the greatest sacrifice of all sacrifices, as Jesus sacrificed his life as the precious Lamb of God. So we say thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come, Father God, and lift your name up higher and higher. For you declared, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. You're already lifted up, Father. So we just come, Father God, to cooperate and to do our part and whatever little difference we can make. And we say thank you. We commit this day into your hands. We commit this service into your hands. We commit our lives into your hands. Thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say top of the morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for being here on this beautiful day, another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I'm your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. It is my pleasure to serve the Lord and the Lord's kingdom. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the precious name of Jesus. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Maybe it's lunch table for you, dinner table, snack table. It don't make a difference. There's food on the table. Glory be to God. It's good food, eternal food. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Life-changing food. Amen. Glory be to God. Food that'll change you. Hallelujah. Change until Christ be formed in you. Amen. We want you to know that all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And we invite you, amen, to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, beloved, amen. Here we go. Amen, Jesus, amen. Rode into Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Yep. It wasn't even a week. Glory be to God. When Jesus got on that animal, glory be to God, huh? Some parts of scriptures, amen, they call it a donkey. Amen. We know it's a donkey. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus got on it. Amen. Rode into Jerusalem. And over the last couple of days, we saw some of the activities. Jesus was busy. Amen. He had some work that had to be done. Amen. In his last days. And he was not, amen, trying to duck and dodge. Amen. But, I mean, he manned up. I mean, he showed up. He was present. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he was praying all the way. He prayed all the way. Jesus never stopped praying. And you know what? That's one amazing thing. When we reminisce over the Jesus life, his whole life. Jesus was in ministry for 3.5 years. Oh, that amazes me. Jesus was on earth for 33.5 years, but he was only in ministry for 3.5 years, and he got it done. Some of us have been in ministry all our lifetime and don't have nothing to show for it. And Jesus got it done. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you look over Jesus' life, Jesus, one thing we can say about Jesus, Jesus was a man of prayer. Check it out, saints. Jesus was always praying. He prayed before he made a decision. He prayed before he chose the 12 disciples. He prayed before he went on a mission for God. He prayed before he did the work for God. He prayed at nighttime. Most of the time he was praying all night while everybody else was asleep. He got up in the morning, he was praying. Jesus was always praying, and he was God. And we want to water down prayer. We want to act like prayer has no significance. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus won because Jesus was a man of prayer. And here he is, his last week of life. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't do nothing no different than what he always did. Amen. Jesus was a prayer. He prayed, he prayed, he prayed. So we saw what he dealt with the fig tree. Amen. Glory be to God. He dealt with the money changers. Amen. Glory be to God. He dealt, amen, with Peter. He dealt with the disciples. He dealt with Judas. Amen. Glory be to God. We saw, amen, the Last Supper. Amen. When Jesus instituted, amen, the Lord's Supper. Speaking about that, grab yourself some crackers and some juice. We're going to have Holy Communion at the end of our service today. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't, you know, it's all symbolic, so don't get panicky. Amen. Grab some water, some orange juice. It's just something to drink, okay, because we're going to bless it. Amen. You don't need to have matzah, you know, crack bread. You got some crackers, some potato chips. Just have a little something, have it ready, okay? So we want to, amen, partake in Holy Communion, amen, today, amen. And so we bless the Lord. So here we are, beloved. Jesus had, amen, going before Pilate. Jesus was kidnapped, okay, from the garden, okay? And it was an illegal transaction. Everything they was doing was backhanded. They were supposed to have done it a different way according to the laws of the land. They didn't, okay? They were supposed to have done this thing in court during daytime. They didn't. They made all their decisions at night. They expedited everything because they wanted Jesus dead. You know, then their conscience started bothering them, and then they said, okay, well, of people, who do you want? Then they put it on the people, just like Saul, you know. Saul said, well, Lord, I saved, I did what you told me to do, but the people wanted me to do something else, so I did it, you know. Just like Adam, Lord, I know what you told me, but Eve, see, passing the buck, you know what I mean? People love to pass the buck, all right? And here it is, glory be to God. Give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas. Now, here they chose a bona fide thief over God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So here we are, beloved, amen, hallelujah. They had whipped Jesus all last night.
over some 2,000 years ago while we were sleeping, watching TV, wherever we did last night. Maybe you was at a church service. Whatever you did, Jesus was being whipped. They didn't beat him for a couple. They didn't slap him across the face for a couple of times and send him home. The Bible says they whipped him all night long. Okay? Unrecognizable. As a lamb before the shearers. Unrecognizable. Okay? So Jesus had gone through all this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they had taken him up to the cross. Hallelujah. They taken him up. Amen. Hallelujah. To carry his own cross. Jesus was too weak to carry his own cross. He was too weak. Glory be to God. So they got Simon to help carry the cross. And you know what? Sometimes we want to get offended and get jealous of people that God is using. Beloved, but if you can just be faithful in what he told you to do. Simon carried Jesus' cross. And we don't hear nothing else about him. There's no chapter, the book of Simon. There's no history on Simon. See? But he was there when God needed him to be there. Can we be faithful to be where God will have us to be when God wants us to be there? See, it's not about doing all the big things, beloved. It's just about doing what the Lord would have you to do. Well, Jesus got there. Amen. Hallelujah. Calvary. Golgotha skull. Amen. Whole lot of history. We would really need to teach a course on it. Amen. For you to dig down deep down inside. But we're going to expedite it today. Amen. For the sake of time. Amen. When they nailed Jesus to the cross, beloved, these wasn't no little thumbtacks. Because, you know, little thumbtacks is not going to hold your arms to no cross. These were 6-inch spikes. Oh, Jesus felt the pain. He was already in pain. I mean, because them devils whipped our God prior to this event. Then they took him to the cross and took the 6-inch spikes and hammered his right hand, his left hand, and his feet to the cross. And you best believe Jesus felt the pain. But they did it. They nailed him. They hung him there. Crucifixion was the worst death. It was the worst death. If back in the day when they was crucifying folks, I mean, really, they would have did them a favor if they would have hung them. Because, you know what I mean? That's still, you know, wicked, but it's a little bit quicker. Crucifixion was that slow, painful death. The Bible says that Jesus, amen, was hanging there on the cross between two thieves. Between two thieves. Amen. And Jesus opened his mouth. He found enough strength. Now, look at this now. Jesus still praying. I want to talk to some of you prayer warriors out there that's getting a little tired. Prayer warriors out there, when you think that God is not hearing you, when you think that there is no glory in being a prayer warrior, an intercessor. I want to talk to some of you today here. Glory be to God. Jesus, glory be to God, in his last moments. This was it right here. He had 3 hours to go. Not even 3 hours. Yeah, 3 hours to go. That's it. They was counting down. And what was Jesus doing? Jesus was praying. In pain, whipped, beaten, unrecognizable. We gonna holler if we get a thumb, if we stick ourselves with a needle. Some of us don't even like going to the doctors. to get, because the doctor said, we're going to give you a needle, and you frown enough. You don't want no needle in you. Okay, well, what about a six-inch spike hammered down in your hands? Jesus in pain, but Jesus still praying. Ah, come on, somebody. Come on, come on. The first amen words that came out of Jesus' mouth was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, that's love. That's love, because, beloved, let me tell you something. We know we'd be up there on that cross, Emma effing, amen, sending everybody to hell. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord have mercy. God gonna get you. Oh, you just wait. Uh-huh. You me, and then I'm innocent. Oh, God gonna get you. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Oh, we would have given them a sermon, whatever we had breath. Jesus didn't have a lot of breath. Jesus just summarized it. Jesus was expressing what was in his heart. See, the whole reason why he came in the first place, because he had a heart for the people. He never changed his mind. And in spite of his trials, in spite of his tribulations, in spite of what he suffered, amen, Jesus never changed his mind. His heart was still for the people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and his son so loved the world that his son gave his life. And here he is in pain, being tortured, and asking God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's love. That's love. When you can look your enemy in the face and say, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. Glory be to God. Then, glory be to God, hallelujah, the two thieves, on the left and one on the right, well, one of them had enough sense and discernment to say, you know what, something wrong here. They killing the wrong person. He recognized, amen, that Jesus was the Son of God, and he asked that God would remember him. He said, Jesus, remember me. Remember me. The other guy want to be all arrogant and snooty. But this other thief, I don't know if it was on the left hand or the right hand of God, didn't make no difference. He was right there with God and asked God to remember him. And the Lord said, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Well, that was showing you right there that both of them was about to die. Both of them was going to die. Jesus said, but don't worry about it. You're going to be with me. Glory be to God. Why, beloved? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, he didn't say that to the other one. But all the other poor one had to do was ask for forgiveness. Same thing all Judas had to do was ask for forgiveness. Now, Jesus in his dying hour, okay, didn't have probably much words in him, but everything he said was of importance. Even while he was living, Jesus didn't just run, shoot the gab, baby. Like some people just talk to be talking because it's been too quiet in the room. Hey, somebody need to say something. Let me start a conversation. Let me start jesting. Let me do some jokes. No, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus wasn't no joker. If it was quiet, it was supposed to be quiet. When Jesus said something, it was something that you need to listen to and something that needs to be heard. That's how it was when he was living. That's how it is when he was dying. Then Jesus went on, beloved, amen. The third thing he said, amen, hallelujah, woman, behold thy son and behold thy mother. Look at Jesus, his mama. Look at Jesus dying when wanted to make sure that his mama was going to be taken care of. Theologians say Joseph was probably already dead, the mother's wife, a husband. And so, glory be to God, he's talking to, amen, this one of his disciples who we believe was John and his mother, John who was the only disciple at the cross, and his mother, because you know mama's going to hang in there with you. Let me tell you something, baby. For those of you who still got a living mama, I don't care what type of mama she is. You need to be giving her some type of appreciation. She might not be the best mama. Huh? Glory be. But that's your mama. Because it ain't nothing like a mama's love. It is nothing like a mother's love. It is unnatural for a mother to neglect, amen, and mistreat her child. It is unnatural. And we know we got a little bit of that going on. Amen. Glory be to God, because that's the times we're living in. But Jesus, amen, made sure, amen, his mama, amen, was going to be taken care of financially, physically, whatever mama need, mama was going to have, because now you're losing this son, glory be to God, but here, this is your son. Jesus was transacting business in his dying hour. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. You know, most mothers, amen, have things laid out. Okay, this is for my children. This is for my children, you know, at the time of my death. Okay, but now here Jesus had this thing reversed. This is for my mama. Okay, this is for my brothers. Amen. Jesus was, amen, taking care of his family. Because that's what a real Christian will do. That's what a real man of God, woman of God will do. You're going to take care of your peoples. You take care of your peoples. I was at a conference call yesterday that said people in their 50s and 60s don't even have life insurance. You don't even love your family. You don't even care how they're going to react when that day comes. But Jesus had his house in order. Then he went on, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Amen. After he made sure mama was taken care of, glory be to God. And we can only imagine, amen, hallelujah, what was going on in Mary's heart. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, we can only imagine. We know how we feel when our children get sick. Most of us, we pick and choose who we going to talk to during the day because we all got a lot going on. And sometimes when people call us, we got to let the call go into voicemail and call them back as soon as we get finished what we're doing. Somebody called me yesterday. I couldn't take the call. I said, I'll call you back. And I was a woman of my word. I did. But y'all know, if that telephone ring and it's one of your babies on that call, you don't care what you're doing, you're going to pick up. Oh, baby, I can't talk right now. Anything all right? That's a mother's love. Glory be to God. So, amen. He blessed Mary. Then Jesus went on to the fourth saying, amen, glory be to God. My God, why hast thou forsaking me? This is Jesus talking in his humanity. He's talking in his humanity. Here he was being separated from God his Father for the very first time in eternity. For the very first time in eternity, beloved. Glory be to God. Jesus always was with the Father. In the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, glory be to God. And Genesis chapter number 1, and the Bible says, and God said, and let us make man in our image. Who do y'all think God was talking to? Have you ever even thought about it? You think God was up there talking to himself? You think he's schizophrenic now? God was talking to Jesus in the very beginning in the book of Genesis. And they was creating the waters and the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars. Jesus was always there. And here, for the very first time, amen, Jesus, amen, felt the departing from his Father as Jesus was entering into the tunnel of death. Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. It was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. It was brief, but I'm sure for Jesus it seemed like an eternity. See, the feel the absence of his Father. Amen. Why? Because Jesus was taking on the sins of the whole wide world. All that was being transferred to him on the cross. sin is the only thing that separates us from God. It's the only thing. That's why the Lord is telling us, confess your sins. Confess your sins. Come on. Come on. Now, I'm talking about once you're born again. Once you are born again, we have to stay, beloved, amen, keep our sins under the blood of Jesus. If you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you, to cleanse you and forgive you. Because sin is the only thing that keeps us from God. It's the only thing that creates a barrier. It's the thing that clogs us up. Amen. It's that unconfessed sin. That's why he said, he who confesses his sins and forsake his sins shall obtain mercy. God can't look on sin. Jesus was carrying your sin. My sin alone was enough to break his back. He was taking on everybody's sins, amen, glory be to God, from the first man, Adam, to the last man, whoever the last man going to be. He took on Hitler's sins, huh? Mm-hmm, uh-huh. All them crazy folks, amen, incarcerated, chopping up people, and killed 6 people yesterday, uh-huh. Yeah, he took on that person's sins. Yeah, uh-huh, everybody sins. See, so just for that moment, beloved, so he felt forsaken. Why? Because he didn't feel God's presence. But we know God, we know that God was there. See, and it was the first time that Jesus, amen, had entered into this type of transaction. Thank God he did it. Hallelujah. When he took the burden of sin. So this is why he asked God, why hast thou forsaken me? That took everything out of him. Now you best believe Jesus was thirsty right about then. Oh, he was thirsty. Glory be to God. I'm not talking about no physical thirst. He was probably physically thirsty too because he was bleeding out. They gave him the vinegar to drink. Jesus said, I don't want this mess. The Bible said he tasted it. He said, y'all, that's bull crap. See, they gave him that to sort of numb him a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like morphine. You know what I mean? But Jesus didn't want that. But when Jesus cried out, he was thirsty. He was talking about that spiritual thirst. See, because he had already taken on the sins of the whole world had been transferred over to him. Glory be to God, drained all his virtue, huh? He said, I'm ready to be filled up right about now. Glory be to God. He who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Glory be to God. And Jesus was empty. Jesus was empty, beloved. That's how God wants us to live. God wants us to live full and die empty. That's the lifestyle we all supposed to be living. Glory be to God, dying empty. We want to die full. No, God wants you to die empty. Part when you parched. Glory be to God. Say, I'm thirsty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He had already felt like God was forsaking him. I'm thirsty. Can I get a drink of the Holy Ghost? Oh, glory be to God. Can I feel his spirit? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, with his thirsty self. He said, that's it now. I'm empty. I'm empty to the part. I'm parched. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's finished. Ain't nothing left in me. Ain't nothing left in me. I'm dying empty and thirsty. Glory be to God. It is. He said, it's finished. I ran my course. I've done the work that you called me to do. It was painful. Yes, it was. Oh, God, they hated me without a cause. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I kept going on. I didn't renege. I didn't turn back. I could have called 10,000 legions of angels, but I decided to hold on and hold fast. Glory be to God. I pressed in. Glory be to God. I did it. 99.5 wasn't good enough, Glow. How did you help me to make 100? Hallelujah. Jesus said, I did it. It's finished. Oh my God. I did it according to God's will. I did it according to God's plan. Not my will, but my Father's will, my Father's agenda. It was a rough road. Amen. It was a hard way to travel, but amen, it's done. When's the last time, beloved, you finished something? When's the last time? Isn't it a good feeling to just finish something? I don't care if it's dinner. You feel good that the dinner is finished, the house is clean, the dishes are washed, your project is complete. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's take that on a higher note, and let's make that something spiritual. When there's an assignment, when God is giving you an assignment, when there's a work for you to do, glory be to God, and you thought about quitting, glory, you prayed a couple times about it, amen, but you hung in there because you knew it was God's will to say it is finished. I ran my course. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The transfer. On Sunday, amen, hallelujah, you'll be able to hear about that transfer, amen, glory be to God, with what Adam stole, what Satan stole from Adam and Eve in the garden was reversed. My God. The reason that Jesus came in the first, it was reversed, glory be to God. The reason Jesus left heaven in the first place, the reason Jesus sat down 40 in two generations, it was all reversed. It was done. The work of the cross cannot be undone. Jesus says it's finished. The deal is sealed. It's a wrap. Oh, glory be to God. Woo! It's finished. It's finished. So at that, he could go on to the last saying and said, now, Father, I commend my spirit into your hands. Let's go home. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. It ain't nothing else to do. You ever been to a place in your life, amen, where you say, hey, this is done. It ain't nothing else to do. Oh, he said, I commend, hallelujah, my hallelujah life into your hands. I'm ready to go home. And Jesus died. And he died. Did he just faint? Did he go into a coma? No, Jesus died. No, he wasn't breathing. Nope. You could check his pulse. He wasn't breathing. You can put a mirror under his nose. It wasn't going to fog up. Jesus wasn't breathing. You could check his heartbeat. Jesus wasn't breathing. Jesus gave up the ghost, and he died. Yes, he did. Calvary, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says it was dark everywhere. It was dark. People started looking at one another and said, wait a minute, y'all. What's going on here? Oh, the earth reacted. The earth reacted. The universe reacted. Hallelujah. Glory. The universe, amen, reacted. Amen. Because everybody paused for a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to recognize and give honor. Amen, hallelujah, to the king who was dead. The same way some of you go to funerals, I got one next week. Hey, you go, amen, to give honor, amen, and to the dead. Well, the universe gave honor to the dead. Hey, Jesus died on Calvary. It was pitch black in the middle of the day. Calvary, Lord, Calvary, Calvary, Lord, Calvary, Calvary, Lord, Calvary, Lord. Surely he died on Calvary. Looked like a sad commentary, amen, when you first glance at it. Amen. You see people walking around, amen, with the crosses around their neck and the symbol of Jesus on that cross. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, I come to tell you Jesus is not on that cross. Jesus died on the cross. Amen. But when they made sure that Jesus was dead by piercing him in the side, normally they would break their bones, amen, when for crucifixion. But because the scriptures had already prophesied that none of Jesus' bones would be broken, amen, God's word never returning to him void, so they just pierced him in the side. They saw where he was dead, amen, glory be to God, and he was taken off the cross, and he was put in the tomb. He was put in the tomb. He was put in the tomb. Amen. They buried him. Amen. He was buried in the rich man's grave, though. Jesus wasn't cremated. Didn't make no difference if they did. He said, I'm still coming back. Glory be to God. Huh? Glory be to God. And guess what? They were still afraid of Jesus, even in his death. Amen. They said, plot down. Make sure that nobody can get in or out. They were still scared of Jesus in his death. Huh? They said, put the stone there. They ain't coming in to get, nah. They ain't playing no tricks when they were still scared of Jesus. Glory be to Jesus died, beloved. Amen. In the flesh. Amen. He didn't die in the spirit. Amen, hallelujah, because they buried him, amen, and Jesus, amen, was still working after he was dead. Oh, my God, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Jesus, amen, went down into hell. Glory be to God as I wrap up for this morning. Hallelujah. Let me find the scripture. It's several scriptures, amen. But in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 7, it says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. He led captivity captive. Jesus went down into hell. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You got to remember all those who was in that holding spot, all of those, amen, who was in paradise waiting for the Redeemer, all those who was born before Jesus came. Come on, Abraham in the bosom. Come on now. Glory be to God. All those who believed in God. Amen. But Jesus hadn't come. Amen. Well, Jesus dealt with that in hell. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus went down into hell, took the keys of hell and death, and we snatched them out of the devil's hand. I believe he snatched them keys out of the devil's hand so hard, he broke the devil's arm. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, in the book of Revelation, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 1, verse number 18, hallelujah, he says here, hallelujah, I died, but see, I am alive forevermore, and I possess the keys of death and Hades, the keys of hell and death. So don't be afraid. Amen. Well, Jesus had to go down and get it. Jesus was still working. He was still working in the spirit. See, glory, because see, when the body died, your spirit is still alive. Jesus died in the flesh. The same way he was born in the flesh, he died in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you can kill the body, but you can't kill, amen, the spirit. Glory be to God. Jesus was still working, beloved. Then on that Saturday, hey, Jesus doing all this, amen, after he died. Hey, he's still working, dealing with Satan, dealing with the keys of hell and death, setting the prisoners free. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got the clothes. Let me show you one more scripture. Look at this scripture here. Let me find it real quick for you. Let me see. The Bible tells us that, I can't find it right now. Let me see. The Bible tells us that after Jesus rose, amen, 500 people, 500 people that was dead. They was dead before Jesus died. But when Jesus, amen, rose from the dead, 500 dead people, amen, got up too. Hallelujah. Look up the scriptures in there, beloved. Amen. I don't have time. Amen. Hallelujah. To look it up. Amen. So, beloved. Amen. So what's next? Well, this was on Friday. Glory be to God. On Sunday, we'll break down how you get 3 days and three nights, but it was actually 3 days and three nights. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this was Friday. Saturday was quiet. Wasn't nothing going on. We're not going to have service tomorrow. Wasn't nothing going on Saturday. Everything was quiet in anticipation. But then on Sunday morning, he lives on Sunday morning. He lives on Sunday morning, early in the morning. Thank God for sunrise service. Christ Jesus lives today. We don't normally have service early in the morning, amen, but this Sunday morning, I'm going to be here at 6 o'clock if I'm here by myself. We're not going to have service on tomorrow, Saturday, but we're going to be here Sunday at 6 a.m. Because it was early in the morning. He lives. He got up. Somebody say Jesus got up. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He got up, beloved. Hallelujah. Jesus died, but he rose again. Whoo! The work was done. The work was done. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus. Because he died, we don't have to die. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, say that somebody paid for my sins. Jesus paid it all. God dismissed your case because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, because of the death of Jesus, because of the resurrection of Jesus. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God that he died. Because if he didn't die, hallelujah, he wouldn't have had the opportunity to be resurrected from the dead. He died. Hallelujah. But that's not the end of the story. Glory be to God. He got up. Hallelujah. Grab your communion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The bread represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah, whatever you have, since, beloved, it's okay. Could be a piece of bread, amen, a pretzel, cornbread, amen, potato chip, it's all right. whatever you got, just grab it. Amen, hallelujah. Father God, we ask right now that you will bless, Father God, this cracker, this matzah, whatever it is, Father God, that's representing the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, you said as often as we do this in remembrance of him, it is a commandment, Father God, that we partake in Holy Communion. Father God, Jesus instituted this, Father God, at the Last Supper, Father God, in the New Testament, and it also instituted in the Old Testament, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to remember. We are to never forget, Father God, hallelujah, where we have come from. We are never to forget the love of God, the sacrifices of God, the death, Father God, hallelujah, where Jesus died so that we would not have to die and perish. God, we say thank you. And as we partake of this Holy Communion, we ask that you will bless it now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, we ask that we would take the body, amen, bless it, Father. Father, this is symbolic of the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we eat, even right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us eat. Amen. I had a big piece of the body right there. I normally break my crackers, but I ate the whole cracker this morning. Okay, now, pick up the juice. A little cranberry juice, grape juice, orange juice, water. Okay, whatever you got. Father God, this liquid here is symbolic of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that was shed for us. Thank you, Father. God, you said as often as we do this in remembrance of what Jesus, of the blood that Jesus shed for us. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Bless it now as we partake. Beloved, let us drink, amen, of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calvary, 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 Calvary. Surely Jesus died on Calvary. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. Good Friday. And it is a good Friday. It's not a bad Friday. It's a good Friday. As we move forward today, Father God, help us to be in remembrance of how blessed we truly are because of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will bless the services going on all around. Father, your people will be in church this weekend. If they was never in church all year, they're going to be there this weekend. Bless the services, Father. We come against any foul play. We come against any spirit of terrorism. Father God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. There will be no bad reports in any of your churches today, this weekend, Father God, or any day. Moving forward, bless the speakers today, Father God, that will be standing in your stead, teaching and preaching the word of God. Father God, this fight tonight, the service is taking place tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Father God, in Jesus' name, may souls come running to the cross as they hear the good news all on the internet, Father God, social media, radio, TV, Father God, however it's going out, it will not return unto you void. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Father, for this holy holiday, this holy celebration, Father God, of the birth, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears, accidents, incidents, calamities. Father God, tears and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not, shall not come to pass. And we say thank you. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Whoo! That Satan is the, we bind every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it, we cancel it, and we destroy it in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree and decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Saints, we'll be back on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. No altar prayer today because we will, amen, be having our live services, amen, from 12 to 3 today. Doors open at 11. Glory be to God. No service on Saturday. But we will be back on Sunday at 6 a.m. Set your clock because Jesus rose early in the morning, early in the morning. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you. Thank you.